I'm eating fish pie in my kitchen, and in the background you can hear the sound of my daughter opening a bag of crisps, because she's in search of a packet of a sweet. It's 20 past eight in the evening, and this is family life. And I'm making this audiobook. Excuse me while I eat the fish cake, which is a pretty good fish pie. I'm making it because I heard a visually impaired woman this afternoon on a podcast by Bernie Goldbach, I think, talking about how wonderful audio was for her and how Audioboo gave her access without any of the hurdles that she normally she's faced with when she tries to get access to stuff that hasn't been designed for visually impaired people. In fact, that's not her exact words, but my summary of it. I expect that it must be extremely tricky to live in a world designed by visual people. If you're visually impaired, it must also be quite hard for left-handed people, but I think they have much less of a hurdle. Anyway, the key thing is that it made me really think that, you know, there are people who are listening to this who can't see the fish pie on the cake, right? And they can't see that it's got white bits of... here, you see, I've got to be ready for this. There are leek, pieces of leek. There are potatoes on top. There are a bit of orange cheddar cheese. Only place you get orange cheddar cheese is in Ireland, I think. A bit like Red Leicester, but paler than that. Bits of herbs in it. It's on a white plate, and I'm doing it with a silver spoon, although the spoon is not actually made of silver. It's probably made of stainless steel. It feels clunky in my hand. It was actually designed by Stephen Pearce, who's a Irish potter based near Middleton in County Cork, south the coast of Ireland, near the sea. And Stephen Pearce is quite a relatively well-known brand. I think he nearly went bust recently, or a few years ago. Certainly had to close a shop down in Douglas, and then everything came back to life. So whether it went into examinership or whatever, I've no idea. But the key thing is, I think that Stephen Pearce pottery is back in the world, and I'm eating off a white place, and I'm just having a look underneath it. It's Wedgwood. This is a company that was established in England in 1759. Jeremiah Wedgwood, if I remember rightly. Or Joshua. I think it was Jeremiah. It's called Nature. It's bone china. And it's a very simple little plate. I don't know where I got it from. We have a number of them. Hang on, I want to go and turn the TV off. Because my darling daughter is to be ready for the beds. Hey, you're having, what are you having?
Crisps.
What kind of crisps? Tell us.
I've got no salt and vinegar.
Out of what colour is the bag?
Green.
Right. And what colour are your pyjamas? What colours are your pyjamas?
Pink and purple and blue.
And they have little designs on them. They have a monkey. And she is a little bit of a monkey.
Brown.
It's a monkey, top and bottom, isn't it?
Black and white.
Wow. Okay. Out you go, out of here, upstairs, and finish those crisps. This is a one-off occasion. Oh, red. Mm. She's got long hair, my daughter, and it's curly. And I call it apricot colour, but I don't know what... What colour do you call your hair these days? Calls her hair gold. Right, there you are. Hey, off you go. Hop it. Come on, hop it.
It's goldish.
Hop it. I'll be upstairs to read you a story in a minute, but you have to have your teeth washed, okay? Have to have your teeth washed. So she's now, she's walking past a white cotton de tulier dog who's no more than about 9 inches off the ground. Well, I suppose he's 12 inches if you go to the top of his head. And she's doing a little...
Stop it, Dad, don't say it.
A shuffle. In bare feet, on tiles. And she's now trying to walk on the lines. And she's jumping over there and gone up the stairs.
Stop it!
So the point I'm really making is that I became more aware of visually impaired people by listening to a visually impaired person. In fact, it wasn't just one visually impaired person. It wasn't only Braille Snail that I listened to. It was two others, and one of them was a person from, oh, just going by his accent, he was Japanese. And he was on Audioboo, and he was talking about listening, the importance of it. And I said to myself, I must listen more to him. I must find out who he is. I must follow him. I must link and add him to my regular listenings. I follow about 200 and something people on Audioboo. And I think in a normal day, about 15 of them, there'll be about 15 audios. Now, suddenly, somebody goes off and does, you know, a series of 10 in a day, and that really builds up. And I usually don't listen to the series of 10. I'd listen to one or two. Unless, of course, there is a series of 10 by a small number of people who I, like everybody else, I have my particular favourites, people whose Audioboo I wouldn't deliberately miss under any circumstances. And I do certainly. I'm not as extreme as McColgan in Scotland, where I think he spends about four-fifths of his entire day listening to Audioboo and making Audioboos. I mean, he's an absolutely amazing productivity in terms of listening. And I don't have the same quality as the people who make an occasional one, which, you know, leaves you going, wow. But here we are. That's the sound of the kitchen. What else can I give you? I'm going to give you the sound of pepper cracking out of this simply whole black peppercorns, because I love them. I'm going to have a little bit more fish, a pie, in order to give me a reason for cracking. Here we go. Fish pie on plate. Kind of orange and, oh God, I shouldn't have that much, but never mind. And here is the black pepper crock. I'm one of these people who goes into Italian restaurants and they offer you, they say to you, do you want a black pepper? And I say, yes, please. And then they come and they start putting it on your food. And I am, it's a bit like who'll blink first. I'm certainly the last to blink. The person often say, is that enough? And I say, carry on. And so I can certainly do about half a minute's worth of black pepper. You're probably thinking in a certain sentence by my father, who used to put a ring of salt around the edge of the plate, something you'd never ever see these days, but he would actually put a line of salt, a bit like you were going to snort coke or something like that, put a line of it around the edge of the plate, and he would then take from that line. But he was big into butter and big into salt. Now, I don't want anything I say to be taken as justification for people to not come off salt and to stay eating too much butter. If I told you my father died of too much butter and salt, you know, you wouldn't believe me. And I don't think any doctor would say he did. But he certainly took a lot of those things. So here we are. This is dedicated to all people, but especially visually impaired people, who have enriched my life in many ways, in many, many arenas. And there are lots of stories I could tell about times I've had with visually impaired people. But anyway, at times, actually, I am a visually impaired person, but only in a very trivial sense. One of my eyes doesn't work. It's lazy. And by that, it means that the biggest letters you could put in front of my, which one is it, my right eye, I wouldn't be able to read them. So I'm basically a one-eyed, right-handed Irish guy who's been very, very lucky in life. So anyway, there we are. A little response. Goodness knows if any of the people who inspired me to make this will ever listen to this, but I have to say, I've got to do one last thing. I'm going to shake the muesli, right? This is the muesli I have for breakfast. Oh, you know what? Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man. Cheerio. Bye-bye.